Good afternoon. I would like to call to order the regular meeting of the Parks and Recs Committee of the Town of Discovery Bay. Could I get roll call, please?
Roll call has been taken, and let the record reflect that all members are present.
Do we have anybody on the line that would like to make public comment? This is the time for public comment. You can discuss anything that is not on the agenda for today, and you have 3 minutes. Is there anybody on the line, and is there anybody on the line that would like to speak?
This is Carolyn Grant. I'm on the line, but no, I don't want to speak, but thank you for the opportunity.
Well, hello, Carolyn. Congratulations again on your successful running.
Thank you.
Anybody else have anything they want to discuss under public comment? Okay, hearing none, I'm going to close public comment. Is there a motion to approve the minutes from the September 2nd meeting?
Motion to approve.
And I will second that. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, item D, D1.
Yes.
Staff.
Yes, as you are aware, the town offices closed down for the Christmas holiday season, and we are actually closed from the 24th through January 3rd, not coming back until January 4th. January 6th would be our normal Park and Rec Committee meeting. However, town staff posts that meeting the Friday before and the week before is when we prepare all the agenda materials, etc. So staff is recommending that we cancel that particular Park and Rec Committee meeting.
Right. Just for the record, the next regular meeting after that would be when?
Would be March.
Okay.
First meeting in March.
If so, do you need a motion for this?
Yes.
Okay. You good with it, Brian?
Yeah, I'm good with it. I think we should also, at the same time, schedule another meeting.
Well, I was going to go to that after we... I agree. Well, what I was going to say, if it's okay with you, Director Coteau, is I was just going to say that's a long time between meetings. We're going to have an opportunity to have different personnel on the committees, and I think that we will probably, it seems reasonable, have a special committee meeting scheduled sometime before March, but let's get the new people in place before that happens.
Okay.
So we don't have a date for that yet, so let's just go ahead and give approval for the canceling of this meeting.
Motion to cancel.
I second. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? All right, motion carries. Item two.
Item two.
That would be closure of, or a scheduled closure for the community center. And how would that affect the town? Hey, Monica.
Hi. So as you just heard, we have a holiday closure. So staff is off during that time. However, we will have staff come down to unlock and lock the grounds so that folks can still use the courts, dog park, garden, that kind of the grounds.
The facility.
The facility, thank you. So the schedule would be December 26th through the 30th, and January 2nd through the 3rd. The gates will be unlocked at 8 a.m. and closed at 5 p.m. December 31st would be 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. and closed December 24th, 25th, and January 1.
Understood. And all that will be posted on our website. It'll go out on Facebook. It'll do whatever kind of blast we can to let everybody know that that's going to happen. I'm sure it'll make its way out of Nextdoor at some point, and hopefully everybody will be notified of that. I don't believe that takes a motion. That's just an information item.
It can be an informational item.
Let's just call that staff recommendation, and the board understands why, and we don't have any problem with that. Thank you, Monica. And thank you again for those managers that are here and those that aren't for your willingness to keep the place open basically on your own time. We really appreciate that. And that's that.
Okay, we're going to bring up our landscape manager.
Item three, update regarding Ravenswood Park. Bill. as I recall, just for, because it's been a long process, we've already looked at this as a committee. We've approved the structure that you're going to move forward with. We've approved the labor that it's going to take to do it. This is just, or we've approved the process, and now we're going out to get those bids.
Yes, we're bidding out the installation.
Oh, we've already approved the purchase of the items.
Correct.
Okay, very good.
Have we purchased the item?
Well, we needed to wait for approval to make sure there wasn't any modification.
What kind of lead time do you?
Lead time's about 6 weeks. So trying to organize that with when we.
Yeah, how do you coordinate with that with your bid opening? When's the bid opening?
December 3rd. Well, we need to know December 3rd who the contractor will be, so then I can contact them and see what type of schedule they have. They're 12 weeks out.
Right. Otherwise, we've got to worry about storage or when we receive shipment and all that stuff. So at the very least, it'll be the mid-January, end of January before it's installed.
Correct.
Okay. Appreciate that update. Thank you very much, Bill.
Sure.
Item 4, Prop 68. Can we have some discussion about that, staff? Bill.
Here we go.
Okay. So before you have the staff report, in regards to this available funding for park capital improvement projects through the State Parks Proposition 68. The county informed the town that we are entitled to apply for approximately $187,441 in grant funds through the per capita program for park capital improvement project. The town will have to match 20% of the total project cost. In addition, the county informed the district that they also acquired $80,000 to use in their special zones 35, 57, and 61. There is a process that we need to do to apply for these funds. We need to attend a workshop, which we've already done. We need to approve the attached resolution at the November 18th Board of Directors meeting saying that we're applying for these funds. Then we can get down to the nuts and bolts of identifying a project we want to work on. Submit the application by December 2021, contract approved by June of 22, and the project completion of December 23. We did present this to the Finance Committee, and we looked to move, able to approve the resolution at the November 18th meeting.
Any questions, Brian?
No questions. I just think it's an amazing opportunity that $267,000 can do a lot for her.
Appreciate, I don't know how we found this, who dug it up, or whether it dropped in our laps, but however it works, we really appreciate it. We absolutely recommend that the board approve this resolution come November 18th from our committee, and then we look forward to whoever's on that committee coming forward, whether it's us or somebody else, that we look forward to finding some really good projects to put that money towards that's going to make a real impact on the town. All right. Thanks, Bill. Anything else on that? Before we go any further forward, I've just gone through four items and there was only one that was actually an action item, but I didn't ask the public if they had any comments on any of these above these four items. And so, if anybody has any comments with regards to the cancellation of the meeting, the holiday schedule, the contracting for the equipment installation at Ravenswood, or this Prop 68 money, I apologize for neglecting to ask if there was any comment from the public, but does anybody have any comments on any of those four items at this point?
What do we do to comment? We just start talking?
Since you're the only one talking, the floor is yours, sir. We'd like to know who you are if you're willing to tell us.
Yeah, my name's Bob Lyman, and I'm obviously interested in the pickleball activity, depending on, how long it takes for these Prop 68 monies to be available, but we would definitely commit to that 20%, trying to raise the 20% if we could get some, we have two or three things that we would hope to do in the future for, enhancing the pickleball court. So I guess informally I would commit we'll raise the 20% if we can, get there.
Hey, Bob, I appreciate that. What I would suggest you do is to put together a little proposal and submit it to Monica with regards to what you would think you would like to have done out there. There are restrictions and qualifications for the money, so we'll have to review that and see if your projects fall under those guidelines. I guess guidelines is the right word. But we would be more than willing to take a look at whatever projects that you think that you may want some of that money for. So I would just invite you to put together a proposal and submit it to Monica for the committee's review.
Okay, we will do that.
Thank you, Bob. Anybody else have any comments on any of those items? And again, I apologize. Without people in the room, sometimes I just forget that I got to talk to you folks. So again, my apologies for that faux pas. Item 5, discuss park landscaping and community center project and funding availability. Bill.
So staff was asked to put together a list of ideas about what projects might need to get done, particularly in zones 8 and 9. So we do have the Prop 68 funds and other types of funding sources. So what we did is we broke it down by community center, Cornell Park, and then Zone 8, and then Raymondwood Park and Zone 9. And really, at this point, it's just an upward discussion type of time.
Yeah, it's a fairly large wish list.
Put it all out there. So.
Yeah, no, that's good. That gives there's options. And it's in no particular order, I assume, which is why it's all bullet points.
Correct.
I think it's fantastic, and I appreciate you spending time with us together.
Absolutely.
Because now we actually have some visibility and a roadmap,
yeah,
potentially. So now it's just a matter of, so I don't know, how's the process work? Do you guys say, hey, this is the next thing we'd like to take on? Or are you looking for
internally, we've discussed maybe a top 5 list of things that might be on.
Well, I imagine we're going to be limited. I'm sorry to interrupt.
No.
I imagine we're limited with staff horsepower on some of these projects, especially with your 3 landscaping projects coming up. So I would guess the things we should be looking at would be third-party vendor type.
Yeah, that's going to have to be. And
Well, a lot of these items, just by definition, are third-party contract. Just by looking at the type of work, it's not work we do. We don't refurbish tennis courts. We don't.
Right. So I mean, there are some things in here purchasing new amenities, yeah, for some of the parks. That's something that's.
Well, what I would suggest is that, again, we're working with the transitional committee. It's a very tough time of year to make these kind of decisions. But I would suggest that whoever the committee is, come our next meeting, that staff contact. We will know that in the second meeting in January, who's on the committees, if I'm correct there. Is that correct, Mr. Davies?
Yes, it is. At that meeting, you will change, that meeting, you will pick committees.
Right, we'll do our rotation.
We actually may change officers in mid-December now, depending on when the election results are certified.
Gotcha.
So my recommendation is that when the new committee is formed, that we look at these, we revisit these items. Why we brought it to your attention today is you may have seen something we've missed that you want added, or something that you think is not something you want to tackle right away. But we can come back for the new group, prioritize them, and then talk about potential costs associated with that and where funding can come from.
Right, so that's kind of what I was going to say. First of all, personally, I feel Cornell Park needs a lot of attention. I feel it's been neglected for a while. It's got some issues, whether we need to spend, I don't know if turf projects can be considered part of that money, but we have definite grading and water issues out there. And I would, in my opinion, a lot of money's coming to the community, very little's gone to Cornell. I think it's time for Cornell to get some attention. That's a very vague statement, very general, and you have several things listed here. But I would suggest that whoever that committee becomes, whether it's in December or beginning of January, that staff contact the committee members and give them this list, and then for the first meeting you have after that, the committee members as well as staff bring like their top 5 together.
Yeah, but it sounds like the first committee meeting is not until February.
And it might be mid-January. It could be whenever we want. It could be any Wednesday we want. It could be any day we want. We just have to call a special committee.
So the next regular Park and Recreation Commission meeting will actually be in March. But we can schedule this. We'll know who the new committee members are in mid-January.
The 20th.
We can schedule in February, beginning or middle of February, a special park event.
And maybe some, the reason I'm saying that is because I think it'll be a good idea for when we actually have that meeting that everybody's up to speed and can have some input into it instead of getting acclimated into it.
And I agree with 1,000%. Okay. I just hate for 3 months to go by.
I know.
That possibly staff could be doing something.
Well, they will be. They'll be putting together their lists between Bill and Monica and whoever else has input. We'll be putting together a very comprehensive recommendation, and then the committee can look at it at that time.
Great.
Does that sound reasonable?
That's
okay. Any public comment on that process?
Yes, Carolyn Graham.
Yes.
Just a process question. At what point in the process do we get any input from the public as to what they would like to see, let's just say at Raven, at the park, at Cornell Park?
Great question, Carolyn, and I think that the reasonable answer to that is that it will be after we narrow it down. We're not going to give them 30 options. It'll be after we narrow down the ones that fall in the guidelines and the ones that the committee has prioritized and staff has prioritized, because they know the needs, and then at that point we will rely on a coordinated effort between the communications committee and the park and rec committee and staff to put together a process of getting the public involved in what we're looking at and input from them is what I would think the reasonable thing to do. Does that sound right to you?
Yes, I was just wondering if you would ask for public input at the beginning of the process, you know, just in case there's something that people are thinking that we need that we haven't thought about yet.
Well, there'll be a...
I just didn't know what we've done in the past and how it's worked.
Nobody's dumped this money on us before. This is awesome. So what, Carolyn, what I'm going to say is that it's not going to be limited to whatever's on a list of things. It's, the list of things will be things that's recommended by staff, but anybody's obviously welcome to put down anything that they see as a priority. I'm looking forward to having better communication with the public with the new board. I'm very excited about that, and I'm looking forward in finding ways that we can better communicate that. So. It hasn't always been a real effective process for a lot of reasons, but nonetheless, we look forward to involving the public in a very transparent way.
Oh, that's great. Nope, that's good news. And just during my running for election, I received a number of emails from people with things that they would like to see for their young children at Cornell Park. So. At the appropriate time, I'll pass those along to whoever.
Sounds awesome. Thanks, Carolyn. Any other public comment? Okay, items.
Yes.
Yes.
I have. This is Randy Bafford.
Hey, Randy. How are you?
Is somebody else?
Go ahead, Randy. You have the floor.
I guess I would reinforce what Carolyn said. Just for an example, I was talking with Monica, and she said, you know, concerning this Proposition 68 funding. And she was saying, you know, one of the things she thought might be a good idea is the wall board for tennis. And I think that's great. And I said, oh, and by the way, add a line for pickleball. So it is, you know, in her mind, it's always been used for tennis, and people still use it even though there's cracks and the thing's falling apart. But just one little comment for me that, wow, if you're doing that, just put a second line up there for pickleball practice. So things like that, you know. You know, a lot of brains have a lot better ideas, and, you know, people spin off other people's ideas just by talking and communicating. So I definitely support that.
I appreciate that comment, Randy. Any other public comment? Somebody else started to say something.
Yes. This is Terry Laughlin.
Terry Laughlin.
And for months and months and months, we've been talking about Cornell Park and making suggestions on what things should be done to it, and yet nothing has been done. And now you're wanting to even postpone it some more and cancel the next couple of meetings. And I don't know. I'd like to see something actually happen and actually get going on fixing Cornell Park.
Thank you. Thank you for your comments. Any other public comment? Item six, discuss draft revision to policy number 012, park rules and regulations. Who's got the ball?
I do.
No pun intended, or pun intended.
I think it's pun intended.
Okay, committee, this matter concerns updating our parks and landscaping parks rules and regulations. This is a board policy. This, with many of our policies, we look at them periodically to update them, to make them relevant to our operations as well as current law. And we went through the park rules and regulations. We now have pickleball that's present here at the community center, so we've incorporated that. That's been the lion's share of the revisions to the policy. And so we bring these correct updates to you for your approval and ultimately the approval of the board, the full board.
All right. And in looking at the staff report, the full staff report here, Mike, I see several things in yellow, and those are the changes. Is that correct?
Those were highlighting some of the areas of changes, yes.
Okay.
There may be some cleanup language scattered in the policy.
Okay, so really all you're doing is giving us the subject of the changes, not necessarily the specific changes. Is that correct?
Well, we highlight, yes. We're just bringing your attention to that we made some changes in that area. And then you can go online. The existing policy is online right now, and you can compare and contrast this with that.
Well, is there anything that anybody would like to bring forward from staff? Because we don't have the opportunity to do that right now, but yet we want to make a recommendation. You want this to go to the board at what time?
This will go to the board on November 18th.
Okay, so give us a Reader's Digest version here so nothing surprises us or the board if they ask us about it, because we obviously don't have time to do that comparison without both items here in front of us. Is there anything other than, I see dog park highlighted also. Is there anything, what was changed there? Is it the whole section or?
I'll bring Monica up. She worked extensively on this.
Monica. Thank you. Thanks, Monica.
Hello. So what we did was we had, in the old policy, there wasn't something, if you see on the first page where it has park hours and park use.
Uh-huh.
The only thing we were changing there is changing for a minimum of 7 business days instead of 5 to allow staff more time to prepare for parks.
No problem.
But community center park hours and community center park use was never in the policy.
Okay.
So we added that because the rules are a little bit different because these grounds do get closed. So we did that. Added pickleball, you'll see, so it's tennis court / pickleball.
So throughout that whole section, it's tennis / pickleball.
Exactly. Okay. We added it to acknowledge that we have pickleball courts.
No change in the splash pad?
No change on splash pad, swimming pool. We just added that no pets and alcohol.
Alcohol is never included in that before?
No, it was not for the pool.
Oh, that's going to...
Yeah.
No comment.
And we didn't have a dog park because we didn't have there was no dog park policy.
Okay.
So
that's really... Of course, that's kind of what I was concerned about. I wanted to know what had changed. And so you added section 10.
Correct.
Got it.
So all of that is new.
Very good.
That's the bulk of it.
Okay. Well, great. So it was a pretty good policy to begin with. It just needed to be updated.
It needed to be updated.
Okay.
And just a few little tweaks and rereading it after years of learning what needs are and what works and doesn't have changed a few things.
And we will be moving forward with a resolution on this on the 18th. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Do you have any comments, Brian?
I do not.
Okay. Well, I would say that I think it's unanimous within the committee that we agree with the changes and think it's. Thank you for updating it and catching that, because things can get piled up, and we would recommend that the board approve that resolution.
Thank you.
Item 7, discussion. I'm sorry, public comment. Public comment.
Yeah, this is Bob Lyman again. The I think it would improve the policy. I guess what it would be is if we had a little additional descriptive action of what really goes on in pickleball as far as play, because it's pickleball is quite a bit different as far as scoring and playing than tennis, and it appears that really that part of the policy just mirrored tennis. And so I think you would find that if you tried to enforce this policy at, you know, with pickleball, you would find some pushback from the public, and so maybe some additional language needs to be in there about what that means to play pickleball and, you know, the changing between games and that sort of thing.
I'm reading that section right now, so give me a second here, Bob. So you're really, do you have it in front of you?
I do.
Okay, so you're talking about section 8, probably starting down where it says when players are waiting, right?
Exactly.
Okay, and then so A is users already in play for the court may finish their match. I don't have a problem with that one, and you shouldn't either, but you guys work on a much more organized than the tennis courts do, so it, obviously you're going to take precedence over that if you're starting, you know, if people are just warming up and you're starting, going to start a match, and so we would rely on you guys to be able to work that out amongst yourselves. I do see where singles and doubles probably aren't exactly the same kind of verbiage you use for pickleball, is that correct?
Well, no, we singles and doubles is fine, that's part, it's the time amount. You know, pickleball game is generally average 15 minutes.
Okay.
And we play a single game. If you're in a tournament, you do different things, but in just normal play, drop-in play, people, you know, play a game and then make
well,
a change.
Then if it's and, only if it's only 15 minutes, Bob, and it says an hour, you're covered. Right? Or
might you exceed an hour. Well, but if you have a policy, you could have people that want to just stay on the court.
No, they have to complete their match.
I'm sorry?
They have to complete their match and then turn the courts over. And this is for public use of the courts?
Yeah, this is unsupervised use of the court, not your quote unquote league play.
Correct.
So it shouldn't
we're
affect
not talking about, no, we don't actually have league play. It isn't league, it's drop in play, I guess we would call it. We would refer to it as. And so I just not sure that could create issues. I think the people are fine. It's just that, you know, we got no opportunity to think about this and give some input. And, you know, it isn't going to be the end of the world, of course, but we read it, and that's the comment.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Are drop-in hours established, Bob?
Excuse me?
Are the drop-in hours established? Do you guys, like, say we play every Thursday at 9 o'clock, drop in, or how does it work?
Yes, that's right. The drop-in hours are established. Matter of fact, you're going to see that a little bit later.
Okay.
They've got something in there else for you that
all right,
is fine. But
Bob, we appreciate the comment and the concern. I rather than delay this process any longer, because I mean, if your matches are shorter than an hour, then an hour is plenty. Did you have something, Dina? Oh, something else. Okay. So I appreciate that, Bob. I think that you guys work really well with each other. It seems like. And I can only see it being a problem if somebody was out there on the court and you said, okay, it's time for someone else to play, and they said, no, I read in the, you know, that I have an hour. And I just don't really think that that's a problem that's going to arise.
I think you're right. I don't have a problem. I think I'm just presenting
I'm with
the reality
you.
Of what goes on there. So we're not going to have a problem with it. You know, I suppose somebody could create a problem, but probably won't.
Thank you. Thanks, Bob. Appreciate your input, and thank you for making us aware of some of the processes and how you guys operate. That's great. Item number eight, is that where we are?
Yes.
Item number eight is resolution 2020-24. And I think Dina's going to talk to us about that based on where she is right now.
Seven.
Did I say something wrong?
You have seven. You're going to give a general
seven. Miss seven.
Monica's going to give you a general update.
Discussion. I'm sorry. My bad. Dina, you led me astray. Item seven. Discussion of an update regarding the new pickleball courts.
Yes, our new courts opened almost 2 weeks ago. They're beautiful. We got them completed ahead of schedule. Dryco did an incredible job. And every day there are lots of people out there. It's fantastic to look out, walk the grounds, and see so much life going on between tennis, pickleball, and the dog park. The grounds are definitely being utilized, and it looks like everyone's having a wonderful time. So we're very happy about the completion of this and the new addition to the community center.
Fantastic. Great job. I'm glad that it's bringing activity to the thing. It was obviously the right decisions to move it to this location as we try to bring more and more post-COVID, let's just say, if we ever get there, activity to the community center and get more of the community involved with interacting with each other, which is really counterproductive these days with the social aspect of having a community center. So I'm glad to hear that's going well.
We're not quite done yet. Also, I just want to add that we will be measuring and purchasing windscreens like we have for the tennis courts.
Yep.
The tennis courts have started. We have lots of other projects going on, so we'll get back to that just as soon as we can. But we do plan on putting up new windscreens as well so that they match, so everything's very uniform, new, and looks beautiful.
Fantastic. Brian, do you have any comments?
No, I took a walk out there earlier today, and it's beautiful.
Okay. Who's DBRS?
Discovery Bay Recreational Sports, yes.
Okay.
They donated the...
They're the what we kindly call the pickleballers. Is that
yes,
correct? Okay.
Correct.
All right. Bob, excuse me. Is there any public comment on this? Let me guess. Is there any public comment on this? Nothing?
No, everything is going fine.
Good. Hey, listen, I just want to encourage... Thanks, Randy. I just want to encourage you all to work with Monica and make sure that everybody understands what's going to happen and when it's going to happen and the proper questions are asked and answered prior to them happening. I know that there's been a little bit of that, and I just would don't want it to become a board issue. So let's just handle it amongst staff here at the community center, give Monica the respect of letting her know what you're going to do, and we're going to move forward and enjoy some good stuff. And on a personal note, I have a friend that I was visiting who's from Florida, and he's trying to convince me that I should be out there with you guys. So look out. It may happen. All right. All great things. Everybody's saying great things about pickleball. So anyway, thank you for that. Thank you for your contribution. I'm happy to say we've moved forward, and we're done with that. I guess Sam had a comment, but he's going to keep it to himself. All right, so moving along. Thank you very much, you guys. Appreciate it. Item eight, finally.
All right. Discovery Bay Recreation and Sports, Inc. Provided the town with a $30,000 donation to put towards the new pickleball courts at the community center. To acknowledge the donation, we would like to give DBRS priority use on courts 3-6. Provided that there are no conflicting town-related or sponsored programs and or activities, or paid rentals, DBRS will have the right to use the pickleball courts number 3, 4, 5, and 6 according to the following schedule. Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays between the hours of 8 a.m. and 12 p.m. Wednesdays from 4 p.m. until close, and then during daylight savings, 3 p.m. until close. Mondays and Fridays from 4 p.m. until close, and during daylight savings, 3 p.m. until close.
I have a clarification on that.
Okay.
There may be a thought process behind this, but when it's not daylight savings time, when we're in the winter, you're shortening it by even more time and lengthening it when the sun's up longer. Is that the intent of the of what was put on there? In other words, you logically you would say, okay, when it's not daylight savings time, we're going to move it up earlier to give them more opportunity to play. And that's not how it reads here. Am I missing something, or am I wrong? You see what I'm saying? So during daylight savings time, if it's open at 4, it's going to be going on until 8:30 at night, because that's when the sun goes down. But if you shorten it when it's not daylight savings time, you're taking away even more play time, because now it's they're only going to play from 4 to 5:30.
We're allowing them to play. At this time, they would be allowed to play from 3 p.m. until we close, which is going to be about 5.
Because we're not daylight savings time.
Correct.
But that's not what it says. It says 3 p.m. during daylight savings time. So that would have been up until last week. You would have opened at 3 p.m. It should read 3 p.m. in non-daylight savings time or in Pacific Standard Time.
Yeah.
Or am I confused?
I don't know which one has been confused, but we'll square.
You understand what I'm saying, though?
We'll
it doesn't make sense because you're shortening the time that the day short. Okay.
So the term daylight savings times may be incorrect. The idea here is that since darkness falls at 5 o'clock, that instead of giving them preference use of the court at 4 p.m., we give them preference use of the court
even
at 3
earlier,
p.m.
so they have more time to play. That's what I thought the intent was.
That's the intent. If daylight savings is incorrectly used, that'll get repaired.
Okay. So, you know me, guys. I look at numbers, and if it doesn't make sense, I got to say something. Yes, I completely agree with that because that gives them a little bit longer time. You know, it extends the time that they can play. And so. What do we have to do?
We're going to look up when is daylight time. Are we in daylight savings?
No, we're in Pacific Standard Time now. We were in daylight savings time last week.
Okay.
We were.
Well, that's where the confusion
right.
in the staff report was. And corrected to reflect.
And I could be wrong. I've been wrong. I was wrong once before. So I could be wrong.
You're pretty adamant.
But I'm pretty sure that I.
We're in
Pacific Standard Time, PST, right now. It's a military thing.
So it'll get corrected.
Okay.
Thank you for spotting that.
It kind of made me feel bad. And that's being done by resolution, is that correct?
It's being done by resolution.
Okay.
My recommendation to bring this to
I would recommend that we just take a look at the verbiage, making sure it says exactly what we intend, and we know what the intent is at this point. And I think the committee would recommend this resolution going forward to the board.
Okay.
Any other further public comment? Okay. Thanks again, and thank you for acknowledging what they're doing, Dina. Appreciate that. And I believe that would be the end of our actually very extensive meeting today. And if there's nothing else, I would end the meeting. Adjourn.